This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Happy Monday. Oh, my God. Welcome to paradise, because it's
Happy
Monday.
Happy Monday.
Thank you, Morgan.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Vinny.
How was your weekend?
That was awesome, actually. Saturday was such an amazing day. And then it was hot the rest of the time.
You want to expand on that? Amazing day, or what?
It was
what are you talking about?
I told you we were going to take the ferry to Angel Island. It was, I took our bikes out there. It was epic. It was so gorgeous. It was a really hot day everywhere except Angel Island. It was like 75 and breezy and just, you know, the clearest, most perfect day. Just gorgeous. We had a great time.
Good for you.
Yeah, there's a beach on the side that faces San Francisco. And so we left our bikes and walked out on the sand and sat there fully dressed in the full sun for 45 minutes and just like, it couldn't have been more perfect. It was.
And that island, what was the deal? They're only selling so many tickets, so it stays.
Yeah, so it was. And they, I will say this, you know, we've gone here and there during this pandemic and, you know, but I don't think I've done anything sort of organized on this level where there's, you know, this many people participating in this thing that. They like the Angel Island ferry is absolutely dialed from the they tell you as you're walking. Yes, Ben.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Bryn, have you fallen in a hole? I don't know what's going on over there,
what
but I'm
looking
a tiny white dot in the middle of just an abyss. Turn on some other lights.
I'm
in
totally
that
listening to Sarah, but I'm looking at you going, he's in a hole.
He's
like,
yeah,
do we
he's
need
looking
to send help?
Up at us through a mine shaft?
I feel like this shouldn't matter, really. It's just a picture.
All right. I'm sorry. It wasn't distracting at all. You're right. So you were saying they keep a limited number of
participants. They do.
Okay.
So you show up at the entrance. It's right off the street. You know, right there. You can walk in. And the lady to each person says, once you pass through this gate and you're on this walkway, you are on our ferry. And your mask does not come off. There's no eating or drinking. You will take a handful of hand sanitizer as you walk on. You can't, they're like, you don't take your mask. Well, I mean, they don't threaten to throw you overboard or anything, but I don't know what the repercussions would be. They're like, even if you're taking a picture, do not take that mask off. That is the deal. And they constantly remind you about social. They're great. They're just, they handled it so beautifully. And they say when they're ready to have everyone get off the ferry, as soon as they pull the boat in, they're like, do not get up. You are going to be escorted off one party at a time. They have a massive protocol in place, and everyone just relaxed and went with it. And it was, you felt safe and like
good.
You weren't getting crowded. I know. I thought this is amazing. I think they only run a few days a week, but that is, if you've never done it, that is well worth your time. It's just, there's history out there. There's like processing centers for Japanese internment camps that are crumbling now that, you know, they're not maintaining these buildings. But as you ride your bike around, you come on all these ruins. And you don't need a bike to do this. They have little trams that take you around and a tour guide who tells you all the stuff. But
they don't have Uber out there, no?
Believe it or not, no, there's no Uber.
Okay.
It's weird. My app didn't even work. Huh. It was great. I just thought, God, why don't I do this more? I've done it a few times. We used to do it with the kids here and there with some families that we know.
That same thing?
Yes, we wouldn't do bikes, though. We would do the tram or just hang out on the beach. But, you know, now we have e-bikes, so it's easy to get up those hills. Whoo, those hills. Whoo. It's funny because we brought our own bikes onto the ferry, but most people get out there and rent bikes on the island, and no e-bikes for them. The poor things, sweating their butts off.
E-bikes have become very popular, though, I see.
So great.
My area is big with mountain biking, and it's surprising to see how many people are using the e-mountain bike.
Yeah.
Really surprising, because I actually only ride for the exercise.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun. I do believe it's fun, but I'm really there to, you know, stay in shape, and I don't know, I wouldn't want the e-bike, but I guess the upside is that they're able to ride, you know, uphill and spend more time going down.
Right. No, it's great. They're, you know, I mean, some of them have an actual throttle and you can ride them like a motorcycle up a hill. I mean, you still have to pedal, but man, the assist is amazing. You know, you're not, I mean, unless you're really doing some hills, you wouldn't break a sweat. It's, they're just great because you can get to all the places that normally I couldn't get to those places. I'd have to walk my bike up those hills. I almost have to walk the e-bike up there on some of those hills. You know, you're in first gear going.
Right.
I'm like, I am too old for this. Where's my throttle when
I
need it?
No, I can see if you were riding for sightseeing or anything like that, it would be
exactly
the perfect thing because you're trying to cover territory.
Yep.
When I'm exercising, the last thing I want to do is go even farther from home.
Right.
I'm already going so far. I don't need to add to that in order to get my necessary exercise. So, you know, you only add the amount of time you're risking a flat tire or whatever. You know what I mean? You're just that much farther from home when the tire blows.
Great. Oh, my God. I'm so glad no one blew a tire because those bikes, listen, they're easy to ride, but, man, they're heavy. When you go to just walk them or whatever or even lift them up into, like, a bike rack, you're like, oh, damn, this is heavy.
Right.
You know, at least a regular bike isn't weighed down. And on Friday night, because, you know, Lobster Day was Friday. International Lobster, I don't know what the hell it was.
I believe we saw a picture of you surrounded by lobster.
Yes.
On Alice's Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bryn and Nicole managed to surround me by lobster. Delicious. So I just, you know how stuff gets in your mind and you just can't let go of it. So it's like, I don't know, I think it's like 6:30, 6:45 on Friday night, and we're sitting out on the back porch with the boys. I'm like, I want lobster. I'm going
to... At 6:30 at night?
Yeah.
Like dinner? You'd already had dinner?
No, we hadn't had dinner.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's a Friday. We don't have to eat at 4 o'clock on a Friday, Vin.
Oh,
believe me,
boy.
The kids are like, let's not eat till 8.
Winning.
Right.
Duh. So I drove into Sausalito and Seafood Peddler, ding, ding, shame. Picked up some lobster rolls and clam chowder and ran it back to the house.
Oh, you made the run.
Yeah, I made the run. Well, listen, when you want something, you got to do it yourself.
Oh.
You know, can't cause everybody else to do it. Nobody else
If you
was...
want something, you just scream John.
What's that?
I thought if you want something, just scream John.
Yeah, I really
John was tired. I could tell. John had a big day. You know, he had a lot of stuff going on Friday. So,
You're a nice lady.
I am a nice lady. Plus, I wanted lobster rolls, and I could see the only way I was going to get them is if I went and got them myself.
Yeah, but it sounds like based on history, it sounds like he got some Nook on Friday.
Yeah,
and he got food delivered to him.
He did. He got it all. He has it all.
You are a nice lady.
He's married to me, Vin. He's got it all. He has got it all.
Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you.
She's a good wife. That's a good lady right
there. Decent wife. Terrible cook. You know.
Those are some basic needs, though, what you took care of there. That's really nicely done.
Thank you, Vinny. Thank you for acknowledging my contributions to the family.
And there it is. Checked off the list heading into the weekend. He doesn't have to sit there and fret over it. We're running out of time. We're heading back into the bad sleep hours. He just knows he's got what he needed. He can relax. That's very nice of you.
Good job. And listen, you know, not to toot my own horn, but there's plenty of times that he'll be like, they please. And I just go, ugh, all right, and do stuff for him. You know, it's not the weekly Friday thing is a given. That's happening.
That's in stone. That's nice.
That's set in stone. That's non-negotiable. But, you know, I can't say that there's not a Tuesday that rolls around where he's like, oh, my God, please. I'm like, well, just all right.
Toot away. I think that's an example that others should be hearing, you know, out there. That
well, look, you know, not everybody. Look, he's fast, so it's not that big a deal. You know, I got friends who are like, God, it's 45 minutes every time we hop into this situation.
I don't know who that guy is, but I have to believe that's way more rare than normal. I think most guys are sort of frothing for it almost daily, and the by the time it comes around, it is a conclusion.
Yeah,
I mean, it's happening. You're fighting it off just to try and enjoy the moment rather than...
Right. I'm like don't fight it off. Don't enjoy the moment. But let's make this happen. Enough of the fighting.
Right. So there
I'm
you go.
I'm an old lady. And my knees are getting sore. Come on. What? I can barely get up. Babes, help me up now.
You are
creaky.
A nice lady.
It's so funny because a couple months ago we did something with Hoom and Brin. I don't remember what it was, but there was a line in there where John was sitting in the background and and Hooman said something like, you know, you don't even like, and John goes, it's hotter when she hates it.
Yes.
And so I always say that to him. I'm like, I hate this.
It was on a Zoom call, and for some reason Sarah and Hooman were talking about the hypothetical situation of if they were married. And John was like in the background. He was like, they're talking about, he said she likes it doggy or something.
What? He was I don't remember
what
that part.
Yeah, John. That's John what was, you and Hooman are talking about?
Yeah, they were having a conversation. So John, you know, he's funny. So he weighs in. He tells Hooman how Sarah likes it. And they're talking about all kinds of stuff like that.
Oh, Sarah doesn't.
Jesus.
And then, but basically, the point of the whole conversation was Sarah doesn't like it. But Hooman says the only thing stopping him from marrying me is Jesus.
What?
If it wasn't for Jesus, he would marry me. Oh my God! If only I could believe in Jesus, I could have.
So,
excuse me.
The fact that you're already married wouldn't stop him. It's
He'd
just
Jesus. Kill John, and all right. You know, if as long as I was Jesus-y. So
well,
John
really
was telling him, you know,
in how his own world,
he
doesn't
really
he?
Does. He does.
Mm. Well, that's
good to know, though, that the only thing keeping us apart is that one thing.
So weird.
I know. God. Of course, if I did believe in Jesus, I'd kick John. I'd be in Hooman's arms now.
Oh. Well, I mean, you're that much closer to Jesus if you're sitting next to Hooman, right?
I suppose that's true, Vinny. It's like, couldn't you just take a chance on me, Hooman? You know, maybe I'll come to Jesus. Maybe I won't. Anyway, what did everyone else do this weekend?
You know what I just thought of?
What's that?
I can't even think of the commercial it's for at the moment, but there... What is that for? I think it's security for your iPhone. And they're talking about these things that you don't say in public and you mm-hmm. wouldn't want anyone
yes.
to know about.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And the two girls are talking about how they like working with each other. I love working with you. And they're saying it, but they're actually saying the emojis that the heart emoji. And then the other one says pink heart emoji or whatever. And then she goes... But I hate working with Lee, and Lee's right there, and he looks over his shoulder like, what just happened? And she goes, puke emoji. And then the other one goes, puke emoji. And I just thought of puke emoji as you were, sorry, that was a long way of saying.
That is a funny
puke
spot,
emoji
though.
Is what you just made me think of. Thank you.
I think you must have seen that on the football day, because mm-hmm. the only time I see commercials is when John's watching football.
Yeah, I've seen it a bunch.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And there was a lot of football this weekend with great outcomes. So that was really nice. And there was even a good... Yeah. You know what I watched over the weekend?
What'd
besides football, I saw that Social Dilemma.
Oh.
Which the boys reviewed, I think, speaking of Hooman. I think the boys reviewed that Thursday, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Tell me everything.
It's mostly stuff that I didn't know this for the longest time. I sat there completely blind to the possibilities that these computer science geniuses
what could this
are
matter?
Capable of or how they would be able to mine this much information all at once, at all times, all the time. That
they know all about you. They got a dossier on you.
So, but I did be, I did know most of that by the time I got to the movie. So I'm already very familiar. I've gotten way more careful and way more leery about what I do. I still, look, I use social media. There's an upside to it as well. So I do like it. I don't hate it, but I think what they've done is shady. At the very least, it's shady.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we willingly participate in this process because we don't know what we, well, but we don't know that what they've been up to. And even they aren't sure what they've been up. They say we've built these algorithms and this AI, and everyone thinks of Terminator and this, you know, this stuff, but really they've built this and they've sort of let it go. And it's functioning and learning and growing without them now. And they're not even sure. These computer scientists are being interviewed or participating in this film, I guess is a better way to put it. And they're saying, we're not even sure where this is headed. We've let this loose and it's clearly a problem as it affected an election and actually a couple elections. And it fires up. One of the things they make a very good point of saying is, one of the reasons we're seeing this incredible division in this country is that social media knows what someone has looked at. So if you dabbled in any kind of news that was far right or far left or whatever, now you start getting that stuff pumped to you.
Right.
And so now you're getting all of these things that confirm even a curiosity. Right. Now they're there all the time in your feed. And this is what that system set up to do. And then they can advertise to you based on these likes you have.
Well, just the fact that sometimes I'll be looking for a lamp and then all of a sudden all that I see in my feed is like ads for lamps.
Right.
Like which is so benign, right? Like who cares? You know, that's not affecting me in any way. Like that is, you know, I assume that same algorithm knows who I am politically and what my thoughts are and is sending me things that I'll read based on that. It is actually quite frightening.
Yeah.
Like if you really sit and think about how much these computer algorithms know about each one of us.
So the point they make, which is a good one, and it's certainly, I would just suggest you watch it. I'm not telling you, this isn't coming from any political specific mindset. I'm just saying that they're making a really good point that you should be aware of what this stuff is doing, because it's doing it to your kids too, as you hand them a phone at a very young age. And they make a lot of points about the addiction reality with this stuff. That dopamine hit when you get a bunch of likes for a picture you put up is really dangerous in a 12-year-old's hand.
Right.
Really. I mean, it's bad for adults. Even some of the people who are grown up.
Yes,
this guy
absolutely.
Goes, this dude goes, he's one of the guys who was at the beginning of Facebook. He's like on Pinterest. I think he's the Pinterest president or something. He's like, I built all this stuff. And I find myself at home needing to check my phone, and it's working on me, even though I just spent all day knowing exactly what this system set up to, but it still works on me.
So he's even like, awareness of this isn't necessarily the antidote to it.
Right. Well, he had to get more. That's the thing. You have to be even more careful with this stuff. And he had, he's like, I found myself after working all day being on my Facebook and Pinterest and thumbing through this, I forget what they call that scroll, infinite scroll or something like that, because it not having an end keeps you on there.
Right.
Here I go. I'm scrolling.
That is probably exactly why Instagram changed all those algorithms. Remember you used to just see the newest stuff and then you'd get down and you'd be like, oh, I saw that. I've already seen. Mm-hmm. Then you could be done with it for the day.
Right. So look, I don't want that to come off as someone I like my Instagram feed, and I like yours too. I like to see what my friends are doing, and there's an upside to it for sure. But the downside is they're very well aware now that they've got a bunch of addicts out there.
Well, they're good at it because I buy stuff on Instagram often.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I've bought a few. Well, I see something, I'm like, nah, that looks, that's only $12.99. I'll get that.
I'll buy three of those.
Yeah, three of those. Different colors.
All right. Well, anyway, so it's a worth a watch. It's, I would say it's absolutely worth a watch. If you don't know some of the stuff I'm saying right now, then you absolutely should watch it because it will give you a cold splash of water. Yeah, you need, it's something you need to have for sure.
All right, let's get rolling here. It's already 6:04. Fun show today. I mean, I don't know what you got planned, but I have a whole bunch of just nonsense and interesting stuff coming up here. Not much of it has anything to do with being isolated at your house, which is nice.
I will see your nonsense and raise you more nonsense.
Oh, fantastic. Oh. Sounds like it's going to be a fun show today. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back with nothing but nonsense.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.